Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
your daughter, Shelley Brim Baggett.
Shelley Brim Baggett's going to be reading to you today from W.I. Evans' book, This is One of the Men That Brother Hagin Considered to Be One of the Most Spiritual Teachers. Now, we're reading from this book because you can't get it. It's out of print. He was such a man of the Spirit. He lived in such a place with God. It was a characteristic about him. Brother Hagin knew it, loved the things he wrote. And we're reading this title article in the book, This River Must Flow. And he takes the river that Ezekiel saw, which is going to be a real river during the millennial age, coming out of the temple and flowing down to the Dead Sea. And in that place, it says, first it was ankle deep, then it was knee deep, then it was loin deep, and then it was waters to swim in. Well, since Jesus said in John 7, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, but this he spake of the Holy Spirit, then that gave Brother Evans license to apply the attributes of that river to the flow of the Holy Ghost out of us. Mm-hmm. And he has, reading up in the book so far, he's talking about how that there would be divine truths that would be buried under rubbish piles mm-hmm. of religious accumulation, he called it. And then God would have to come along with sticks of dynamite and blow those dams apart mm-hmm. and get the truth back established. And he's remarked that he is a part of, and people, when he wrote the book, it was back in the 1940s probably, they were a part of that great Pentecostal move that started when God blew up the dam and brought back the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that started there in Topeka and then went on to Azusa. And he said, we're now in the flow of it. Mm-hmm. He's a teacher in Central Bible College. They're in the flow of the Spirit. People are in the Spirit. But he's saying, we got to watch that we don't build some dams.
Exactly.
Now, pick it up where we were left off yesterday.
Okay. He said, here are some scriptures very familiar to us that stress our responsibility. May they move us to such intercession and concern for God's will to be done in the world that something will happen that will cause the bursting of dams and the flowing of rivers that will never stop until the whole world is reached. The first one is in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, where Jesus said, go ye into all the world. Certainly, since God poured out his Spirit in such a marvelous way, we have been going into all the world. Even when other religious bodies have recalled missionaries and cut down their budgets for mission work, our missionary work has gone forward. More missionaries have been going out year by year, and larger funds of monies have been flowing through the channels of service. God has promised us protection from serpents and from poison in Mark 16, verse 18. This promise is not to allow us to show off, but if these dangers befall us inadvertently, such as if someone puts poison in the cup to kill us because we are Pentecostal preachers, then God will protect us from all harm. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. This is Mark chapter 16, verse 20. You say, well, don't we have signs following? Well, yes, thank God for what we see of signs. But oh, what God wants to do.
Mm.
What God is prevented from doing.
Mm-hmm, prevented.
Because we have thrown a dam across the river.
Oh, my.
That dam is built of rocks and concrete and all sorts of hard substance, such as unbelief or sins of every kind, professionalism, and the substitution of psychology and natural methods of doing things instead of absolute dependence on the Spirit of God.
He could have written that book today.
Mm-hmm. Didn't one of your dear old friends say?
John G. Lake, his daughter said that her father said in the last days they're going to try to substitute psychiatry and psychology for the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Well, going back to W.I. Evans, he says, the dam has been thrown across, and God is trying to blast it out. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, we read, quote, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will, unquote. It is the will of God, not for something to happen at one place as a most outstanding and exceptional thing, and then away yonder another exceptional happening, but it is the will of God that, along with the preaching of His Word, there should be everywhere confirmation by signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This is not a time for us to pat ourselves on the back, say we're all right, and believe we are realizing all the will of God for us. God is endeavoring to bring us vision. Experiences that first make us bow in the dust, then release our spirit so that we can soar up into the presence of God, show us new objectives to move toward in the power of the Holy Ghost. He has been seeking to bring us into the place where we have a clear outlook upon God's spiritual landscape and God's purpose in the world today. If we have allowed a dam to be thrown across the river, whether we feel we are personally responsible for it or not, we should make it our concern. It is our duty to go down before God, realizing that we are part of the fellowship, and it is our responsibility to pray until God restores His power and glory. God is ready to give to every pastor and worker in our fellowship all over the land an urge to rise up against every dam that is blocking the work of God. If we will take the burden upon us, then God will dynamite the dams, and we will get word from all around the world that the rivers are flowing.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we're doing a lot with
email.
That's what
we're doing, yeah.
You know, it's possible now.
Oh, my.
To hear from all different countries. Somebody must pray, he says with exclamation point. Somebody must get under the burden. Somebody must trust God. God is bringing us up into His presence by clearing away obstacles and awakening new desires for Himself.
That's what He's doing to us right now. Shelley, right now He's doing that.
Mm-hmm. He is. If we are satisfied to go out with a preaching message and do not want to see the power of God in signs following, confirming the Word, then we are out of place. Period.
Out of order.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Perhaps this is holding Jesus from coming back. He may be waiting for one more outstanding manifestation of His power as the Word is preached. The Word is being preached, all right, but the manifestations and signs that should follow are not being seen in fullness.
That's right.
And the reason may be that we measure ourselves by the wrong standard. We look at other groups of religious people and consider ourselves in advance of them. We fold our arms and look at our accomplishments in a self-satisfied way. We may be unwittingly throwing a dam across the Spirit's Pentecostal flow. It is our responsibility to pray through until such dams are broken and the signs following are restored. We cannot pray any other way touching this matter and be praying in the will of God. The Holy Ghost prays through us with groanings that cannot be uttered. He's searching the hearts of people these days to find those through whom He can pray for a renewing of the days when the signs fully followed the Word. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. God has pledged Himself to bring into cooperation with Himself humankind who are willing to get under the burden. God told Israel that they were a vine from which He expected grapes, but instead He found sour grapes.
Mm-hmm.
God is looking at the Pentecostal movement today and is saying, quote, I'm looking for Pentecostal fruit. I'm looking for deeds that are wrought in the Holy Ghost, unquote. What is He seeing? We must have God's power in our midst, so that the scoffer who stands by and watches will be forced to say, it is beyond the realm of the human, it is supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Have we permitted the construction of some dam? Let us pray until God puts the dynamite of his power under it and blows it to pieces, so that the water of the river of life may rush and gush forth and flow on, bearing the wonderful life of the Spirit to all that it touches.
Hallelujah. You can see what a spiritual man he was. And he was living at a time in the 40s when he saw dangers.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be having signs and wonders. Measuring yourself by the wrong standard.
Mm-hmm.
He was measuring, he said we should measure ourselves by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they preached the Word of God. They had signs following. And those signs and wonders following were convincing of the presence and the power of God. He said, now to get this, somebody has to get under the burden, go back there and read what he
mm-hmm.
said, and pray through. Now, praying through, that's a term people used to use. It doesn't mean you pray through to God. You are in God if you're born again.
Mm-hmm.
You are seated at his own right hand. What it means is those things that we're supposed to be having, that we're supposed to be seeing, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, it says in Ephesians. But those things that he's blessed us with, and Brother Copeland has seen this awakening like it's just hanging there up over us. We have to get it through from that realm into this realm. Read what he said right there about it.
Well, he said, if we take the burden upon us, then God will dynamite the dams, and we will get word from all around the world that the rivers are flowing. Somebody must pray. Somebody must get under the burden. Somebody must trust God. God is bringing us up into his presence by clearing away obstacles and awakening new desires for himself.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are desires in my own life that I can see that are good and wonderful, but just this sentence stirs something in me. How there are new desires that have never
God's
been.
Desires.
Yes, that God wants to form in us. I remember one time Brother Hagin said that everything that we saw on campus, and being a Rhema student, you know, you'd see lots of buildings and lots of the workings. But he said everything was a result of praying in tongues.
In his own life.
Mm-hmm, in his own life in ministry. And so those are new desires.
He prayed it through.
Created and being prayed
through. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians 14:2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, folks, we believe God has stirred us and he's placed us a desire in us. You cannot get this book except if you find it online somewhere in a bookstore, but you could go on and listen to the last 3 days radio program online, billybripp.org radio, and get these last 3 days. And there you can listen to it. If enough of you write, we might, you know, put it out in something. But you can definitely listen there to that book again if you want to listen to it. This is Billy Brim and Shelley Brim Baggett saying shalom, shalom,
shalom.
You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447.